headlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Arisa with your 9 a.m. headlines. In local news, Queensland seniors are warned to be alert to scams when shopping online for bargains this Black Friday. The National Anti-Scam Centre has warned scammers are mimicking popular Australian fashion and footwear labels and paying for their fake websites to be at the top of online search lists. Minister for Senior and Disability Services Craig Crawford said they want grandparents who might be buying gifts for grandkids online to be extra vigilant to scam websites as the Black Friday and Christmas sales really kick off. In more local news, storms carrying the risk of heavy rain, large hail, and damaging winds are expected to hit eastern Australia this week. Bureau of Meteorology senior meteorologist Dean Naramore said today a thunderstorm risk stretched from northern West Australia and the northern North Territory throughout most of Queensland, New South Wales, and into northern part of Victoria. In national news, a new report reveals that the cost of living pressures have caused 9 in 10 Australians to consider buying a mid-annual sales like Black Friday to save. The research conducted by Lanorgan Research has surveyed 1,000 Australians aged 18 or above in both capital and non-capital city areas. It also found around 3/4 of Aussies use sale events like Black Friday to purchase bigger ticket events. In more national news, Australian real estate is expected for a double dip downturn by a leading analyst as interest rates finally weigh on property prices and for sale listing surge. SQM Research Managing Director Louis Christopher has made the prediction in his annual Housing Boom and Bust report, which forecasts the outlook for the year ahead. With his base case forecast for average city prices nationally to move in a range of -1% to -3% in 2024, he expects any gains to be concentrated in just Brisbane and Perth. In international news, Javier Milei has won the Argentine presidential election. Often compared to the likes of Donald Trump, this TV celebrity turned politician has won the presidency with a 50% vote count. The volatile far-right politician made waves of controversy throughout his campaign with his eccentric beliefs and extreme political vows. Sometimes dubbed El Loco by his critics, Mr. Milei has promised drastic ideas to his country, such as blowing up its central bank to mitigate rising inflation, slashing the ministries of culture, women and health and education, as well as legalizing the selling and purchasing of human organs. Mr. Milei will be sworn into parliament on the 10th of December for a 4-year term. For your weather today, it is currently 22 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 25 degrees. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 11, which is in the extreme band. That's all for your news for 9 a.m. We'll be back at 10 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4zzz.org.au.